All of the voting will be by mail. Under an executive order by Governor Andrew Cuomo, voters are permitted to use the absentee ballot option to cast their votes. Schools will not have polling places this year. Robert Schneider, executive director of the New York State School Boards Association, speaking via Skype, explains the new procedures.
It is all by absentee ballot based on the governor's executive order, and school districts can set up secure ballot boxes or mail slots where a voter could walk up to the building and deliver it or use the traditional post office mailing system to get their absentee ballot in.
That means voters who don't want to drop ballots off through a slot have to mail them by Saturday to get them to the schools in time for the deadline. Because of the many disruptions in supply chains due to the pandemic, some districts had a shortage of envelopes to use to send out ballots to voters. But Schneider says they were able to find enough to send them out in time. Perhaps an even bigger challenge facing schools is that districts presenting their proposed budgets to voters don't really know how much money they'll receive from the state. New York faces a $13 billion deficit after revenues plummeted due to the economic shutdown in response to the pandemic. Cuomo has said repeatedly that if a fourth federal relief package does not include money for state and local governments, $8 billion in cuts will need to be made.
You would be cutting schools 20%, local governments 20%, and hospitals 20%. And this is the worst time to do this.
Democrats who lead the House of Representatives have approved a $3 trillion package that includes money to help states that were hit hard by the virus to balance their budgets. Republicans who lead the Senate say they want to pause the relief packages for a while, though, to judge what the results are of the earlier measures. Schneider says most schools are budgeting with little hard data.
The word is uncertainty. We don't know what's going to happen, and it's very tough for our school districts to budget.
Many districts are recommending staff and program reductions or relying on attrition and early retirement incentives to cut costs. Others are dipping into reserve funds. Schneider says without a federal bailout package, the school children will suffer the most.
It's going to fall on the backs of our students. They're not going to be able to get the programs to support them, the mental health counselors, the enrichment programs, the sports programs, the music programs, the language programs, AP courses.
He says most schools are not seeking increased revenues from property taxpayers to make up for the potential shortfall. Nearly all are staying within the 2% per year property tax cap. To add to the uncertainty, schools are not even sure right now whether they will fully reopen in the fall. Schneider says districts are working with the Board of Regents and the State Education Department on a task force. It's coming up with plans that may include socially distanced learning at schools, staggered lunches, and fewer seats in the classrooms, and even having children attend school on alternate weeks. He says there are still many unanswered questions.
It all depends on the health and science and the data. Can we reopen schools in September safely to protect both the teachers and the students and also the administrators and the other employees in the school building? We're not there yet.
Schneider says the supplies needed for reopening, including hand sanitizer and personal protective equipment, as well as physical modifications to classrooms and school buses, will only add to schools' expenses. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.